Last night, I had the privilege of joining four friends of mine from college for dinner. We met downtown at a restaurant on Seventh Street, right around the corner from F Street. And we sat down, and as we began to talk and look at each other, we realized that we had become the old people that we remembered in our minds talking about the way things used to be. Now, that would seem kind of impossible to some of you, given my relative youth. But you have to understand that of the four of us, or of the five of us, four of us were born and raised in Washington, D.C. We all went to college together. We didn't go to high school together. And so we had seen many of the same things. And as they had changed and developed, we had watched them develop as well. And we began to talk a little bit about the people that we could see around us in the restaurant and the people. There were lots of people down there in that part of town last night. And it was kind of interesting to start, you know, kind of looking at some people who you kind of figured were around in a sort of native sort of way, been there for a while. But there was obviously some people who were just there for the moment. They were tourists. They were just there to see the sights. Nothing wrong with that, but that was what they were doing. And you could kind of tell that there might have been some people who had maybe been born in another country and had come to this country to be a part of this land and a part of this nation. And so they might not have been native born in one sense, but they were here, immigrants. And then we couldn't tell if there were some who were being exiled, you know, sent from their land to our land. We kind of thought about all these different kinds of people. Granted, we didn't think about it a lot, but, you know, we had a good time kind of talking about our situation. And that really is the way people, you know, if we look around us and we think about our lives, we know people who have been tossed out of their country and who have come to this land. We know people who have left their native land to come here. We have some of us who are just here and have been here forever and a day. And then you have some of us who are just kind of passing through looking at the sights. Nothing wrong with any of those. But if we translate that into a sort of spiritual dimension, it begins to give us some insights that may not have been available to us before. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul is talking to a church that he has just founded and who are on a journey, if you will, going to a new land. They are struggling with this new faith that they have in the risen Christ. They have questions. They have difficulties. They need help and they need encouragement. And Paul offers that, answering their questions, helping them and encouraging them to trust each other, to love each other, and most of all, to trust God who has called them through Jesus Christ to salvation and to eternal life. When you think about the question of who we are in Christ, we might want to ask, are we a tourist? Are we an exile? Are we an immigrant? Are we native? Think about those spiritual tourists. A spiritual tourist. Are you a spiritual tourist? Are you somebody who is looking to see the sights, but not real interested in delving into what you see? Kind of running around with a camera to take a picture of something so that when you get back home to safety, you can pull it out and say, I was there. Kind of wanting to see what's new and see what it's like, but not really willing to get to know it for what it really is, for what really might be there. When you think about tourism, there are some tourist, what do we call, tourist traps, where you're kind of invited into a fantasy world to experience things not as they really are, but as you might wish them to be, or as somebody wishes them to be. Are you a spiritual tourist, looking for glimpses of God, but not willing to get too close? I don't know. Or are you a spiritual exile, somebody who feels like your homeland has given up on you, has tossed you out and sent you away, saying, go somewhere else, anywhere but where we are? Are you a spiritual exile looking for a homeland? Or are you an immigrant, a spiritual immigrant, knowing that the life you had in your native land, your native place was good, but it's not sufficient for you any longer? It doesn't help. It doesn't grow you. It doesn't help you. And you aren't at home anymore. And so you choose to move rather than forced to move. Are you a spiritual immigrant? Or are you a native? Some of us are natives. We don't know what it's like to be anything but a follower of Christ. We've done church so long, from such a young age, that we can't imagine it being anything else. We can't imagine a Sunday without being in the house of God. And so sometimes we take for granted what we have around us. We may assume that everybody is like us. We may not notice the immigrant, the exile, or the tourist. Or we may write them off as unimportant. The reality is that somewhere, all of us fit into some category, some part of that, in some way. We're on a journey. That's what Paul was telling the Thessalonians. You're on a journey. A new life has begun for you in Christ. And you're moving. You're moving toward a goal. You're on a journey. It starts with your new life in Christ, your rebirth in Christ, and ends not in time, but ends in eternity, in the kingdom of God. And as long as we understand that we're on that journey, there is a different way for us to be. No longer need we be a tourist. No longer need we be just an exile. No longer need we be an immigrant. No longer need we be just a native. But each of us can be a pilgrim on that journey. Now, what is a pilgrim? A pilgrim is somebody who moves with intention, choosing to move through time and space towards a religious devotion, toward a point of placing one's life before God in a special and holy way. That's what it means to be a pilgrim. You don't move through time and space just to see the sights, though you may see them. You don't take pictures to keep and run back to the safety of your home. You travel in a group with questions and openness and anticipating that God will come into your life in a marvelous and wonderful way. You anticipate and you trust that as you open yourself up, God will bring blessing and insight that was not available to you before. That's what Paul wants the church at Thessalonica to understand. That they're not any longer a tourist, an immigrant, an exile, they're not even native, but that each of them, whatever their situation on earth, But because of their faith in Christ, they are a pilgrim on a journey. You and I are pilgrims on a journey. We're on our way from a place where we have been given entrance into a new life, a new land, and we're on our way to discover what that new life and that new land looks like. It's inhabited by God and the blessings of God, and it will forevermore be growing in and upon us as we move toward it. And one day we will share in that kingdom, and we will share in that joy, and we will share in the full glory of what God has for us. But in the meantime, we walk together, loving one another, holding each other up, struggling with each other's sorrows, struggling with each other's doubts, coming together to pray, to worship, to work, to journey together. Are you a tourist just taking in the sights? Are you just sort of dabbling in the faith? Or are you a pilgrim on a journey? My prayer is that you will take your pilgrim status and journey with the people of God as the Thessalonians journeyed together in their path with Paul's encouragement and the encouragement of each other. Let us pray.